Tapping away on computers in an up-to-date lab, about a dozen budding investigators are trying to solve a cyber crime. This is not a textbook exercise. It's a real unsolved fraud case, as Professor Peter Stevenson explains.
And they have forensic images of computers that the alleged fraudster used for some period of time. They have access to witnesses, actual witnesses. They're preparing this for a mock trial.
I'm Christian Bolhais. I'm a senior. I transferred from Virginia to get my degree here.
Bolhais says the mock trial case is about an actual man, not from Vermont, who has allegedly been using Facebook to scam people.
Not really assaulting them or anything like that, but kind of, he's just kind of generally a jerk online, and he's extorted money out of people. He's had them send him money with promise of him going there and meeting up with them, and he impersonates like a rich person or something like that to get these people's attention.
This case was originally investigated by the FBI, but it's gone cold. If the students do find incriminating breadcrumbs on that hard drive, they'd pass the information on in hopes of getting the case reopened. But at the other end of the room, Rebecca Weaver's team is planning to use that same decrypted hard drive to defend this guy in a mock trial.
So I really don't think they're going to find anything.
So you've seen the image.
Yes.
And you just don't think it's got any smoking guns on it?
Not for wire fraud, no.
For what?
Oh, for like cyber stalking, of course. It's got a ton on there, but that's not what we're trying, so.
So Weaver thinks her team will win. Women, it turns out, are flocking to cyber forensics courses like this one and to jobs afterwards. Professor Stevenson calls that the Abby syndrome, after the hugely popular TV star of the police procedural drama NCIS.
But it turns out that in forensics, probably 70%+ of the students going into forensics are women.
And Stevenson wants both female and male student detectives to help out Vermont police departments, even before they graduate.
The current backlog for digital forensic cases in Vermont is about 2 years. And so the small police departments don't have the facilities to handle this themselves.
A nationally recognized program at Champlain College is already partnering with the Burlington Police. But in addition to specialized forensic detectives, there's a need for more cops on the beat, paralegals, and corrections workers. That's one reason Linden State College is now offering a criminal justice degree. Linden sociology professor Janet Bennion says its 3-year-old program is based solidly on liberal arts.
So we're really looking at a behavioral science, strong behavioral science, social science template for answering why do people do what they do?
Why, in other words, do they commit crimes? Bennion says studying sociology and psychology builds empathy, as well as teaching investigators to think like criminals. She says LSC students will get lots of practical experience through internships in prisons, police departments, the Border Patrol, criminal law offices, and the courts. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.